All right, it's good to see all you guys, and this is it's time for our weekly devotional. We're going to take just a few minutes today in the scriptures, and I just want to encourage you that God is there, and that God is in control, and that God can help us in all of our struggles if we'll only turn to Him. I do want to remind each of you again that if you need a Bible, that the staff there at the hospital, I've dropped off a case of Bibles, and there are plenty of Bibles there at the hospital. So if you are in need of a Bible, a personal Bible for your own, please ask them to give you one, and please feel free to keep it. It is our gift to you from His Love Ministries, and all we ask is that if you keep one, that you just take it and read from it. So today, we're going to go back to the book of Psalms. If y'all remember, in our spiritual enrichment hour earlier this week, we talked about Psalms 19. We talked about how God reveals Himself to us, how that God can reveal Himself to us through nature and through natural revelation. And then specifically, God reveals Himself to us through His Word. But today we're going to see a story about a guy named King David. Some of y'all might have heard of him before. He's the guy that killed Goliath. And David, and at one time in David's life, his own son took over the kingdom and was trying to kill his daddy. He actually set up an opposing army and was going to try to take over. And David, his father, ran away from the city of Jerusalem and ran and went and hid out in the caves in the wilderness to hide from his own son. And what you might not know is that even believers, even strong believers, even people that have seen God at work in their lives, people that know God's salvation, even believers and people who trust God, we all of us struggle with doubts and insecurity in our lives. And so we're going to go back into the book of Psalms today and look at a song that David wrote in a prayer as he cried out to God. And he was at a time in his life where he felt like God had abandoned him or God wasn't there. So we're going to read the psalm together, and then I'm going to go back through and help you to break it down. And again, I want to remind you, ladies, guys, the book of Psalms is a really good place to read. It's a good place to spend some time meditating on God's truth. And what you'll find is that the people that wrote it are people just like me and you, people that are sad, people that are happy, people that are scared, people that are anxious, people that are looking for answers, people that have found answers. And so the Psalms address many of the issues in our lives. And if we would just get into them and read them and ask God to help us to see them, you'll be amazed at how God's Word will speak to you. So listen with me as we go to Psalm 13. And let's listen to David as he cries out to God in prayer. He says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my own soul and have sorrow in my heart all day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed over him, and unless my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love, and my heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt bountifully with me." Let's look together at this song. We're going to divide it up into three paragraphs or three stanzas, just like the psalm is broken down. And we're going to recognize that David's focus in each one of those paragraphs is a little different. In the first paragraph, David is going to be focusing on his circumstances. Do you know what your circumstances are? Your circumstances are the things that you're going through in your life. And David's focus is going to be on his circumstances. Then David, in the second stanza, is going to look within himself to see if he can find the answers that he needs for his life. And finally, after David has looked at his circumstances, he finds no answers. After he's looked within himself and found no answers, he finally looks up to God and finds the answers that he needs in his life. Let's look at David looking at his circumstances. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Have you ever been at a time in your life where you felt like God had just forgotten you? that things were just going so bad, you just felt like the whole world was falling apart all around you, and God was simply not there? Well, guys, God is not a man that he would lie, and God does not forget. How long will you hide your face from me? Have you ever had somebody you were angry at and you just didn't want to be around them? You didn't want to see them? You didn't want to even approach them or talk to them? You hide your face from them? Maybe you got some bad grades on your report card or you got in trouble at school and you wanted to hide your face from your parents. You went into your room before they got home from work and locked the door and put the headphones on and just hoped they would leave you alone the rest of the day, right? When we hide our face from somebody, we're trying to avoid them. We're trying to not confront them or to deal with them. And David is at a point in his life as he's hiding in this cave, thinking that his own son is coming to kill him. He's thinking that God has hidden his face from David, that God is angry with him, and God doesn't want to see David. God doesn't want to deal with David. How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my own soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? David feels like the whole world is coming down on his head. His enemies are lifted up above him and that all of this weight is coming down on his life. How long will you forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I have sorrow all day? How long will my enemies be lifted up over me? You see, David is focusing on all the things that are wrong in his life. David is focusing on all of his circumstances. And from his point of view, from his earthly point of view, it looks like the whole world is collapsing around him. When David focuses on his circumstances, he finds no answers. Now, David is going to look within himself to see if maybe he has the answers. Listen to what he says. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Let's look at what he says in verse 2. How long must I take counsel in my own soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? Counsel. All of you there at Coastal Harbor, you have counselors. You have people that you sit with and they give you advice and they listen to you and they talk to you and they try to help you to plan out your day and how to give you ways to, they give you coping skills and they give you things to do to help you to work through your problems. Counselors give us guidance. Counselors are to give us hope. Counselors are to give us our ear. And look what David said. I take counsel in my own soul. David has nobody to give him any answers right now except himself. He's looking within himself and he can't find any of the answers that he needs. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like that maybe you're all alone and there's nobody there that understands you? Well, guys, ladies, I promise you there's a God in heaven that does understand you. And when we look within ourselves, what do we find? Sorrow, fear, doubt, anxiety. Look what he says in verse 3. He says, consider me and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Think about that. David is actually saying to God, God, if you don't step in and do something, I'm going to die. When we look to ourselves for the answers that we need in life, we will find most of the time we're simply going to find despair and fear and doubt and anxiety. He says, if you don't do something, my enemies will prevail over me. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. When David looked at his circumstance around him, he found no answers. When David looked within himself, he found no answers. But look what he says in verse 5 and 6. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. He trusted in the steadfast love of God. There's a song we sing today in contemporary modern Christianity. They have a song that says, your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Think about that. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. God's love is steadfast. What does it mean when something is steadfast? It means that it is there forever. It does not go away. many of your dearest friends that you have made while you've been there staying at Coastal Harbor are going to pass through your life and are just going to be a blip on the radar. They're not even going to last forever. They're going to be gone and you'll never see them again. Some of the friends and family that you've had in your life that mean a whole lot to you, they'll pass away too. A lot of the fads, the clothes that you wear and the things that you watch on the television, all of the things of this life are temporary and they pass by, they go away. One day they're popular, the next day nobody even knows what you're talking about. So this world is not steadfast. The people that we trust in will let us down. Our family, our friends will let us down. We even let ourselves down. But God is steadfast. He is always there. And so what is David saying? I'm going to trust in your steadfast love. Now think about this. If he is focusing on his circumstances or he is looking within himself for his answers, he's not trusting in the steadfast love of God, is he? No. He's trusting in the chaos around him. He's trusting in the chaos within him, and it's only going to leave him with anxiety and doubt and fear. But he is going to trust in the steadfast love of God. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. David knows that no matter what happens in his life, the salvation that comes to him through God alone is always there. And no matter what happens to him, he is in God's hands, and there is no better place that he could be. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Have you ever noticed that it's not very easy to sing when you're not happy, when you're not at peace? Most people that sing are happy, aren't they? Right? How many of you like to sing in the shower? How many of you like to sing when you're riding around in the car? How many of you put your earbuds on and play the music really loud and sing really loud, and even though you don't sound so good at all, you make a joyful noise? You're happy and you sing. And singing is a response to love and joy and peace and our lives being full of those things. And so David says, I will sing, right? Because he has dealt bountifully with me. He has poured his blessings into my life. There's a song called His Eye is on the Sparrow, and one of the verses in it says, and I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Guys, I do hope today that you will put your trust in God, that you will stop putting your trust in your circumstances, that you will stop putting your trust in yourself and trust in the steadfast love of God. That love is found, that truth is found, that hope is found in his words. And my prayer for you is that you are in his word daily, learning more and more about him. He will give you the peace that this world could never give. So please do that if you will. And thank you for your time. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this devotional. Thank you for a chance to share your truth and your word with these young people. And my prayer is that through the declarations of your promise, that they will come to know your promises, receive your promises, believe your promises, and walk in those promises. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.